Side question, how in the world, I know you guys, you were in Compass Shakespeare Ensemble, which was your MFA company last year at Mary Baldwin. How in the world did the faculty let you get away with talking about Titus in your MFA thesis?
Well,
because I know it wasn't in your season. So how did you do
that? Well, so what I did is my MFA thesis was actually on the act of, so, okay, this is going to get so nerdy. Just if you're driving and listening to this, pull over because you're going to fall asleep.
We don't apologize for our nerdiness. It's fine. Yep.
So my argument in my MFA thesis is that the act of photographing a play constitutes an adaptation of the play being photographed. So every individual frame is a specific adaptation of the play, as well as a set of photographs. So I primarily looked at Troilus and Cressida because that was my sort of capstone project. I played Cressida, no big deal. But I wanted to sort of find a way to utilize Titus. And so what I did is in one of my sections, I talked a lot about, I've forgotten the word. Oh, posters. That's the word that I was looking for. I have two master's degrees. It's fine. So I looked at posters, theatrical posters, and what the posters said about the play. And so I found in my research that Titus Andronicus is actually a very well advertised play. And the reason why that is because if you're doing Titus Andronicus, it's going to draw an audience who either want the spectacle or the I've never seen this before, or, you know, there's a million reasons why one might want to go see Titus Andronicus. So theaters really capitalize on that, and they capitalize on this idea of Titus can be a lot of different things at the same time. And so the posters and the media that are generated are often either A, column A, very indicative of the play that you are about to see, or B, completely the opposite, and they leave everything to the imagination. And so I talked a lot about how posters and theatrical media and theatrical advertising can be an adaptation in and of themselves. Because what happens when your Titus poster has a big giant pie on it? As opposed to a, you know, Titus Andronicus poster that just has the name Titus Andronicus on it. What does that say about your production? What does that say about the design of your production, the intention behind your program, you know, your production? Are you going for spectacle? Are you going for whatever? But basically, it was just an excuse because I wanted to fit Titus Andronicus into my thesis. The end.
Oh, clever girl. Okay. That makes more sense. I was like, how did she
do
that?
It was primarily about Troilus and Cressida, but I threw in a section about Titus because it actually, and I picked a couple of very specific moments from Titus. I talked about the banquet scene and how photographing the banquet scene from like, oh, I just hit the microphone. I'm so sorry. I talked about how photographing the banquet scene, you know, with physically showing Tamara opening her mouth to receive the pie, has sort of a sexual connotation as opposed to, you know, just having her like smiling and holding a fork, which is sometimes what happens. And then what does that say? And it's really small, minute changes in the act of photographing a play that I think makes it such an adaptive thing. And so I talk about that for like 150 pages. It's fine.
Okay, but also receive the pie is my new favorite euphemism for cunnilingus. Mm.
Yes. Receive the pie.
You're welcome.
I'm uncomfortable. I need an adult.